there is a pilgrim within all of us.
This is
So it's impossible for you to say my French name. It's Alex Gardel.
Alex is a hitchhiker. He's just passing through Utah. It's kind of amazing that we met at all. You see, it all started when Alex took a flight from France to Anchorage, Alaska, then hitchhiked to Seattle, then ended up in South Dakota, and then after waiting in a gas station for 12 hours, he caught a lift on a semi-truck to Salt Lake City, and then he ran into a group of Tahitians in Temple Square, and then met a BYU professor named Steve, and then Steve introduced Alex to me. We'll talk more about that later.
And actually, I'm here in Provo, Utah, because I'm hitchhiking all across the United States for 4 months, and I'm chasing pilgrims. It can be 3 types of pilgrimages. Historical pilgrimage like Wounded Knee, cultural pilgrimage like the grave of Jimi Hendrix, or religious pilgrimage like Salt Lake City.
Alex got interested in pilgrims when he kind of witnessed the creation of a new pilgrimage after the French rock star Johnny Holiday died.
Which is a French guy who sold most albums worldwide, 200 million albums, but you don't know him because he sings only in French. He died 2 years ago, and since then, the church where his funeral took place in Paris, called L'Église La Madeleine, is organizing every month a mass for the fans. The songs in the church are Johnny Hallyday songs. And so when I started to notice that, I was like, okay, I'm almost at the beginning of a new religion, and I wanted to dig deeper.
Now, he's telling the stories of pilgrimage sites all across the United States. And there's quite a few.
I have to go to Elvis Presley's Graceland. I have to go on Selma Bridge for Martin Luther King. John Coltrane Church in San Francisco. Only John Coltrane songs in the church. Kurt Cobain House. I won't say all of them because it's still a surprise and because I don't know.
He'll be here for 4 months, but Alex doesn't really have a strict itinerary.
I have plans, but they're flexible.
Very flexible. Alex doesn't buy bus tickets. Or hotel rooms. Or groceries. He just relies on the kindness of strangers for every step of his journey. And that's how Alex ended up in Temple Square the week before General Conference.
So I am not a member of the church myself, but when I was thinking what is the religious pilgrimage in the United States, I thought of the New Zion. I was very lucky because when I was dropped out of a truck on Sunday morning near Temple Square, I went to Temple Square. I saw there was a nice concert. So yeah, actually it happens to be broadcast globally, which I didn't know. I saw people with flowers in their hair. And I was like, oh, they look like French Polynesians. So I go and speak French with them. And actually, they tell me they are here only for 2 weeks because of the conference. You have people who are leaving for the first time their island in the Pacific Ocean to go to Salt Lake City. So I think I can count it as a pilgrimage. And they actually happen to stay with somebody named Steve. Steve says, where are you staying? And I'm like, I don't know. I just arrived. And he's like, okay, stay at my place. So I'm really living the pilgrimage from the inside.
The story of these Tahitians' pilgrimage starts a long time ago. Here's Steve Thompson, the BYU professor who Alex was talking about earlier.
In May of 1843, the prophet Joseph Smith called 4 men, Benjamin Gruard, Addison Pratt, Knowlton Hanks, and Noah Rogers, to serve a mission in essentially the South Pacific. And sadly, Knowlton Hanks passed away en route, but the brethren traveled. They left Nauvoo in the summer of 1843, arrived on the East Coast, and sailed east. So they took about as long a route as you could take. They went around the Cape of Africa and through the Indian Ocean into the Pacific Ocean. They had been gone for 9 months, 6 months of which they were at sea, when they stopped at a small island called Tupouai. And Tupouai is 400 miles south of Tahiti, and they needed water and fresh food. They stopped there, and the people on the island were so happy to see them that they asked them to stay. And, of course, the missionaries knew that they needed to travel on, but one of those missionaries, Elder Addison Pratt, decided that he would stay. And in a very short period of time, he baptized 60 converts to the church on that little island. And in July of 1844, organized a branch. It was the first foreign language speaking branch of the church. the first official foreign language speaking mission of the church, and this all took place 3 years before the saints arrived in Salt Lake City. The people in this group of Tahitians that Alex has been with, they are the descendants of those earliest converts to the church. Some of them have never been off that island. It's 18 miles in diameter. It has one road that circles it, no stores. They exist by fishing and harvesting fruit and whatever vegetables they can grow. My wife and I happened to serve a mission and went to Tupuai. We were serving in the Papeete Tahiti mission, and we invited them to come. So this really, I know Alex downplays a little, but this was truly a pilgrimage for them. 175th anniversary of one of the most significant events in the early history of the church. And Alex just happened to walk into our group.
This is Alex's fifth time hitchhiking across the United States. And there's really no other way he'd prefer to travel.
What I like with hitchhiking is that it's, to me, the only way of doing an adventure while meeting people. If I had been out of the tabernacle and I had said, yeah, I have my hotel room and I already have planned this and that, it would never have happened.
Alex also has some advice for first-time hitchhikers.
If you're nervous, don't do it. Obviously, I am scared sometimes, but I try not to show it because if you show trust and confidence, that's how you get the best lifts. It's not good to show to somebody you don't know at all that you are insecure. The person may take advantage of it. So what I did is the first trip, I did it with a friend. And then when I realized how people were easily sharing everything with us, hosting us nicely, then I decided to try it on my own. If you're a bit insecure, don't stand on the side of the road with your stand up and your board. Go mostly to gas stations where you can build trust with people and basically see who they are. It's not good to have too much prejudice because there's people with faces and you see them on picture, you would think, okay, I will never go in this guy's car. And in the end, they happen to be the nicest people in the world. But at the beginning, don't go in these kind of cars. And obviously, because it's an adventure, there is risk. But this is also because I am out of my comfort zone that I like it and that I can be surprised.
Alex is keeping track of his travels on his Instagram page, which is @AlexGrardel, @AlexGrardel. You can also follow his hashtag American Pilgrimages with an S. You can read the blog posts about the pilgrimage sites he's visited or listen to his podcast at AmericanPilgrimages.com. Reporting for the Daily Universe, I'm Joseph Carson.